hear where I'm sitting at. I hope it is where you're at. If not, change seats. Amen. Mark chapter 7. You find that place. Let's stand together. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 7. It's good to be saved. And I'll tell you, I sure do want my life to count for something, don't you? And thank God. I praise the Lord for it. I'm absolutely convinced some lives that maybe don't count for much on this side will count for an awful lot on the other side. You'll be surprised at who's a big shot on that side that you didn't think too much of on this side. Be surprised. Mark chapter 7. I'm going to start reading there just for the sake of time. And we'll start in verse 32. They bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. He took him aside from the multitude, put his fingers in his ear, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, said unto them, Ephphatha, that is, be open. Straightway his ears was open, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. He charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more, a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying what has to be one of my favorite phrases in all the Bible. It says, he hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the good presence of the Holy Ghost that we feel in our heart. Thank you, God, for helping us the way you have. God, thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the songs. God, there's just something about, Lord, just standing here. And as Lily got on the piano, and God reminding us all that you have been not just good, but God, you have been immeasurably good. God, it's not even fair, Lord, for me to stop and to talk about how good that you have been in my life. There is not a measuring cup big enough for me to begin to tell of what all great things that you have done. And then, God, to get to see Father, folks that want their life to count for something. And Lord, I pray for a few minutes of time that God should please help us to say only what you would have us to say. And God, I really want to honor you this morning. And Father, I pray that you would be. I'd ask you, God, that you would now fill us up with the Holy Ghost. And God, help us to say only the things that would honor Christ. It's in Jesus' name. I humbly beg and ask all these favors. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I'm going to take my text and really, I'm interested primarily in this verse. Listen, I really thought I'd preach on something else. This morning, I sat there in my study, that which is my dining room table. It's nothing fancy, amen. I just sat there at my dining room table, and I was trying to talk to the Lord yesterday afternoon. I'd go over a few notes, try to figure out if I was where God wanted me. And I'm telling you, God got to just ringing this little phrase over and over in my heart. And God, he hath done all things well. Amen. That means that everything Christ done, it's not done pretty good, thank God. But he's done everything well. Amen. And this was not, now listen, and this was not the testimony of the disciples that stood up and said he's done all things well. This was not John that said he's done all things well. This was not Peter that walked on the water that said he hath done all things well. And now this was just a crowd that happened to be in a place where Christ happened to pass by and he happened to touch somebody. And when he done, they all stepped back and they said, he's done everything well, amen. And boy, I got to thinking about some things. And he's done real well. I'll say
say this, he's lived a real well life. Amen. I'll tell you, dear friend, let me say to you, he lived a life well. And you say, how well did he live it? He lived it better than you ever could. Amen. That's why we quote that verse. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in tempted in all points, like as we are. But there's a real big three-letter word next. It said yet. Amen. Yet without sin. Christ came and lived in the same flesh you lived in, and lived on the same planet you live on, and lived through the same temptations. Thank God, and came out the other side without sin. Amen. He lived his life well. Thank God, he labored well. Amen. I mean, listen, they couldn't have sang a better song. Hey, listen, they labored well. I'll tell you, I've read one time about the book, over in the book of Judges, talking about Samson. And it says Samson began to deliver Israel. I thought that's the problem with most of us. And most of us start somewhere, but we don't never finish up where we started. But that's not the Lord Jesus Christ. In the garden in John 17, he said, Lord, I have finished the work thou gavest me to do. He said on the cross of Calvary, it is finished. Amen. And thank God it was. Amen. I'm telling you, he lived a well life. He labored well. I thought about this. He loved well. Amen. Have me look up here at me, neighbor. He loved well. Amen. He loved better than you love. Thank God. Hey, he loves you better than you've ever loved anybody. Amen. He loves you better than you love your mom and dad. He better loves you better than you love your wife or husband. He loves you better than you love your kids. Hey, Nathaniel, he loves you better than you love that grandkid sitting right there. Hey, you say, preacher, how do you know? Because he said so. Amen. In John 15, he said in verse 13, a greater love hath no man than this, and a man would lay down his life for his friend. Even greater love is a man who would lay down his life for his enemy. Amen. Thank God that's how he loved us. Smile at me at least on that one, would you? Thank God. I'm talking about he lived well, he labored well, he loved well. Amen. And when he left well. Amen. Thank God. He left like ain't nobody ever left. Thank God. And you say, oh, preacher, I read about Elijah, and he went up in a chariot of fire. But Elijah never died. You ain't never heard nobody that died and was buried. But thank God, on the third day, came up. Standing out there, look here. Honey, this gets me a little excited. But over there in the book of Acts chapter 1, standing over on that Mount of Olives, thank God he was standing. And the last word he told him was, go out and you shall be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. And then the Bible said that he was caught up in a cloud right before him. Thank God. Listen, hold on to your hats, good neighbor. The same place that he went up from is the same place he's coming down to. Amen. Oh, yes. Thank God ain't nobody left like he left. I thought about this. Listen, this ain't even the message. I'm just enjoying myself right here, all right? I'll get to the message just a minute. But I thought about, thank God, everything the Lord ever has done, he's done it well. Hadn't he done it well? Anybody in here could witness to that? I mean, that what God's done in your life, he's done it well. Amen. I mean, things that even look like they're messed up, and things that look like they were bad, and somehow, I don't even understand how God does it. And Brother Rod, honest to the Lord, I don't understand how God takes some of the darkest places and some of the worst times. And Brother Stephen, before it's all said and done, and you look back over and said, thank God, and God done it well. I feel like preaching a little bit this morning, honestly. But I'm going to say this to you, friend. And when we just step back for a minute or two, and we just get to looking around and see how well God's done it, and you say, my life's not been well. Thank God. Listen, your life ain't been well yet. Amen. Just put that same three-letter word in there. Oh, listen. I'm telling you, God can make the last 2 days. God can look up here at me, good neighbor. God can make the last few minutes of your life better than all the rest of your life combined. Amen. I'm telling you, that thief on the cross dying that day, had the last few minutes of his life that's been on a cross and next to Christ that was better than the rest of his life absolutely combined. Amen. I mean, thank God. Listen, hallelujah, praise God. And what a blessing it is. And whenever he died and went to paradise, and that old thief on the cross had died well. Amen. I'm preaching on this though tonight. That ain't even the message. I just tell you some things he done well. And what I got to thinking about is even what God don't do. He don't do it well. Amen. There's a few things, thank God, if the Lord would help me. I'm going to preach on some things that God never has done. And he's done them well. Amen. Number one, I want to say this. God never has lied to anybody. Amen. Oh, thank God. That cannot be said about one single person sitting in this church house this morning. The Bible said all men are liars. Amen. But oh, thank God. Now listen, don't make it a habit to lie. You understand that? But everybody in here has told a lie before. And you say, I have not. You just then did. Amen. That's the truth, thank God. Everybody in here's lied except for one person. And he never has lied to nobody. And the Bible says some of my favorite verses over there in Hebrews chapter 6, and by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. And Titus 1:2, it said in the hope of eternal life, at which God, who cannot lie, had promised before the world began. Amen. I'm glad he can't lie. Aren't you glad for that? I thought about some things God didn't lie about. He didn't lie about heaven. Amen. He didn't lie about heaven. Everything he said about heaven, it's right. You say, preacher, how do you know? You ain't never been. I thank God in John chapter number 7, he said, he that comes down, he goes up to heaven is the same that came down from heaven. I ain't never been, but he has. Amen. I'm going on his record. What he said about heaven's right. And thank God, listen, and just because you ain't never been to Texas, that don't mean there ain't people in Texas. But they, some folks, they have been to Texas, and they could describe Texas to you. They could tell you about it. Hey, Jared, I ain't never been to Japan. But I don't sit around and think, there ain't nothing in Japan. Well, if I tried to say, there ain't nobody or nothing in Japan, Jared would stand up and say, that's not true. I've been there. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, thank God. When God started talking about heaven, he was talking about a place where he had been. And so in John 14, and when he said, let not your heart be troubled. And you believe in God, and believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house, many mansions. All I know is what he said. If Christ said they was there, in the context of what he said, I believe they are there. Amen. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And then he goes on to say, if it were not so, thank God, he would have told us. Amen. Because he can't lie about it. Oh, thank God. Amen. And then I thank God for the record that he showed John about the New Jerusalem. And when he came down and he saw that city and it was four square, he saw the gate and thank God made of pearl. I'd like to see that thing. I'd like to see the oyster that pearl came out of, wouldn't you? Amen. I mean, thank God. A street of gold, and walls of jasper. I'm talking about in the city. He's the light thereof. I mean, listen, he didn't lie about heaven. Amen. That's a place for a prepared people. And it's been a prepared place. And everybody prepared, and they're going to that place. Amen. And thank God. I'm glad he didn't lie about it. And you say, preacher, how do you know? Again, I've sat by the bedside of some saints of God, and it's like they get to see it at another country sometime. I don't know how to explain it. I ain't trying to be mystic. I'm telling you the truth. I've sat there, Davis, I was holding somebody's hand one time, had a lesson, and it was hot. I mean, they hadn't said nothing in days, and they hadn't done nothing. And Brother Ty, right before they got ready to cross over, and that hand went up, and they was looking for somebody that was coming to get them. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, I've heard them stand there and say, I've heard singing, and I believe it. Amen. I believe it. Thank God. And you say, why? Because God said it was that way. I don't don't believe these stories that folks come out with that don't line up with this book. But if it lines up with this book, I believe it. Amen. I thank God. I'm telling you, he didn't lie when he talked about heaven. But listen to me, friend. He didn't lie when he talked about hell either. Amen. Hey, listen. Hell is a real place. It's not a state of mind. It's not a movie theater. It's not a thing that Baptists conjured up to try to make folks live right. I'm telling you, if you die in your sins, you'll lift your eyes up in an eternal flame of hell. Amen. Listen. I want to tell you this. The Bible says in St. Luke chapter 16, it's a place of torment. And I believe it. It's a place where there's weeping and where there's fire and their worm dieth not and the fires never quit. I believe every bit of that, don't you? I believe it's a place of screaming and where the smoke ascends and both day and night. I believe what Christ said about the torments of hell. And look here, I didn't wait till I got to be 50 to believe it. I believe it at 7 years old. I said, that sounds right. Amen. That sounds right. If Christ said there's a hell, I believe there's a hell. Amen. I just believed it, thank God. I wasn't cynical. I wasn't skeptical. I believed the Word of God was the Word of God. Hey, listen, I never read about signing a prayer card. I never read about being led that way. But I did read, thank God, where God would draw all men to His Son. And I read about where the Son would take them to the Father. And I read about where the Spirit of God would seal them up. Amen. I thank God for what God said about salvation. Amen. Oh, listen, hell's a real place. I thought about the torments of it. I thought about the timing of it. In Matthew 25, he said it's an everlasting fire. I thank God I thought about the tragedy of it. Oh, listen, you don't have to go. Amen. Hey, you don't have to go. Hey, you don't have to go. I like it when I read that every time. It's a circle in one of my Bibles. It's probably highlighted in a bunch more. And it's etched in my heart forever. And God says that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Thank God, Jordan, I'm glad I just believe that. I believe, thank God, when I knock on a drug addict's door, hell's not for them. And when I knock on a drunk's door, hell's not for them. I know who hell's for. It's for the devil and his angels. And anybody else goes, and they go as an intruder. And so thank God, I'm glad I can believe just what he said. Because he ain't never lied, amen. He didn't lie about heaven. He didn't lie about hell. He didn't lie about himself, amen. Oh, yes. Thank God, heaven. I got to thinking about its reality. Hell, I got to thinking about its tragedy. But himself, I got to thinking about his deity. Everything Christ said about himself, I found it all to be true, amen. Thank God. Listen, look up here at me, neighbor. I found in John 6:35, he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven, and I have found him more than sufficient to satisfy my hungry soul. I say, thank God. Thank God. I read about in John 15 or John 8 at verse 15, and when he said, I am the light of the world. And I can remember how when that light shined into my darkest state, and I say, thank God. Thank God. I read about in John 10 at verse number 9, and when he said, I am the door. And I remember when I went through it, and I say, thank God for the door. I read in John 10:11, and when he said, I am the good shepherd. And I say, thank God, and I am the wandering sheep. I'm glad the good shepherd came after the wandering sheep. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad to report in John 14, he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And I found every one of those things had to be absolutely true. I found in John 15:1. He said, I am the true vine. I say, hallelujah. I thank God that I got grafted into it. I'm telling you this, everything he ever said about himself, he never has lied. Amen. Oh, listen. Christ has never lied. Hey, there's a few things he done, and he done it real well. And whenever he didn't lie, thank God I say well. Amen. But then I want to say this. Not only did he never lie, but I thought about, thank God, I'm glad to report, he never lost anybody either. Amen. He never has lost one. I was talking with a fellow one time, and this is what he said. Hey, Brother Samuel, I'm going to listen. Y'all know I got friends all across the board. Have folks that I love and admire. Have folks, thank God, that I pray for. But I'm telling you this, Chase, the Bible's plain. In St. John chapter 10, at verse number 28, he said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And he said, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And if that's not good enough, and the next verse says, and my Father which gave them me, he's greater than all. And he said, no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Thank God. And one fella said, that's the only verse them eternal security that people have. And one, that's a lie. And two, but if it is, and the only verse I got, it's a pretty good verse. Amen. Thank God, I said, it's a pretty good verse. It's a pretty good verse. It's a pretty good verse. Hey, it's a pretty good. Hey, thank God, I'm banking my standing, I'm banking my soul on a kind of verse, amen. It's a kind of verse that lets me lay my head down and sleep well at night. It's the kind of verse that lets me go through the day with peace in my soul, and knowing that Christ has never lost one. Amen. Amen. Never has. You say, preacher, I feel like he's lost me. Well, I got thinking about that. Listen, I got a lot to say in a short time to say it. Amen. You just pray, God help me. All right. I'll stop just as soon as I feel the Holy Ghost wants me to, not till then. But I want to tell you this, listen. I got thinking about some folks that probably thought that God had lost them. I bet Moses felt like whenever he was in a desert in the driest place of his life, that God had lost track of him. Hey, thank God, Pat. He was sitting back there. He wasn't just in a desert. That desert would be bad enough.
Yeah,
but Nate, he was on the backside of the desert. Amen. Isaiah, that's even further. I've had the desert. That's you go as far out in the desert as you can get. I take another ride, and then you'll get to the backside of it. Amen. He's out there in the middle of nowhere. I think God's lost him. Everybody forgot all about him. Walking around there one day, Ty, and out of the corner of his eye, he sees something that he ain't never seen before. He sees a bush that would not burn. And when he casts his eye over in Exodus chapter 3, I thank God. God didn't say, hey you, come over here. Oh no, thank God. He said, Moses, Moses, amen. Yeah. God had a tracker on him and knew right where he was, amen. And I got to thinking about, thank God, I'm glad when I'm in a dry place in my life, God knows right where I am, and he has not lost me. I thought about Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19. Elijah's in the darkest place of his life, has shut down and in a cave. It feels like he's failed God. He's running away, discouraged and depressed. Thank God, now he sits in a cave. A fire comes by, a wind comes by, earthquake comes by, but then a still small voice, I say, what doest thou here, Elijah? And you know what that tells me? God never lost him, amen. And knew right where he was. And thank God that, look here. There would have been a few folks got a little excited about that. But I see that don't impress you much. What about in Jonah at chapter number 2? And when you find a person in the deepest and lowest place in their life, and maybe that's where you're at today, I don't know. But what I know she is that well. And you say, preacher, I don't like that. You know, they all try to be pomp and arrogant. And they say, well, Jonah says a great fish. And Jesus said it was a whale. And I'm going to look here, good neighbor. I'm going to take his word for it. Since he's the one that prepared it, amen. And Jesus saw that whale come up. And that whale got a hold of Jonah. And it took him to the lowest part of the earth. Amen. And while he was there, it felt like he was in hell. He said, out of the belly of hell, I cried high. He looked one more time toward God's holy temple. And God knew right where he was. And you say, how do you know that? Because the Bible says, and the Lord spake to the fish. And the fish have vomited him out on dry land. I'm telling you, thank God, listen. You might be in the lowest spot in your life, but there's a God still got you. And you might be in the driest spot, but there's a God who ain't lost you. And you might be in the darkest spot, but there's a God in heaven who has not lost you, amen. He knows right where you are. Oh, listen, there's so many more that a fella could preach on. But I want to say this. I found in John 4, there's a lady in the desperatest. I know that's not a word, but it makes for good preaching, amen. Thank God. She was in the most desperate spot she'd ever been in her life. And God must have knew where she was. He must have knew what direction she was going. He said he must needs go through Samaria. And then he just went and he sat on the well and he waited for her right there. And said, she's about to be by this place. And thank God, you remember? And when you was in a deep, dark place and you got real desperate and the God of heaven came to where you was and reminded your soul that he had not lost you, amen. And thank God. Thank God, amen. I want to say this, you do it whatever you want to, it makes no difference to me. God didn't lose me in the dirtiest place in my life. Amen. Yes, sir. Say, preacher, you got any proof of that? I read over there in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15. Hey, was a fellow named the prodigal son. The dad don't know where he's at. The brother don't know where he's at. The family don't know where he's at. The community don't know where they're at. But when God records the story, he said he joined himself to a citizen of a far country. And thank God, and he would have fain filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. It says, but he came to himself. And you know who was right there with him? And you know who knew where he was? And thank God, the God of all heaven. I'm glad God don't. Everything God does, he does it well. And everything he don't do, he don't do it well too. Amen. He's never lied to us. He's never lost us. Boy, one of my personal favorites. He's never left us. Though others would be lonely when all their friends are gone. Singing rubbed off on me.
Amen.
My Lord is ever standing by my side. And boy, I got to thinking about this. This probably won't be much preaching, but I'm going to testify nonetheless for a minute. Thank God, I can tell you for a fact, God will never leave one of his own. It don't matter what it looks like all around you. I thought, I'm glad God didn't leave me when I was in the midst of a fight. Amen. There's been a few times I've been in the battle of my life. I couldn't find no help on the right hand. I couldn't find no help on the left hand. Trying to look around, trying to figure out where everybody was. That was for me, that was standing to fight. And I say, Lord, I don't hear no voices. I don't feel no prayers. But I'm glad I got a Bible. And in 2 Timothy 4:17, it says, notwithstanding. How many talks about how Alexander and the coppersmith done him much evil. How Demas hath left him for the love of this present world. How everybody's departed. But only Luke's with me. That must have been you. Amen, Brother Luke. How fine God, he said, everybody's left me. How about old Luke? How about I'm going to tell you this. He said, notwithstanding. How fine God, at my first answer, let me say that. Let me back up and hitch up to that one first. He said, at my first answer, had no man stood with me. He said, notwithstanding, had the Lord stood with me. Thank God. Hey, you say, preacher, will the Lord stand with you when it comes time to fight? All I can tell you is whenever Joshua went to fight Jericho, he looked over there and there stood the captain of his salvation. And when little David went to fight Goliath, he said, the battle's not mine, but it's the Lord's. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God. I've got good authority by the word of God in Ephesians 6. And when it comes time to fight the devil, hey, listen, he will not leave us. He made us a promise. He said, for he hath said, I'll never leave thee and nor forsake thee. In Matthew 28, he said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I'm glad when I'm in a fight, God won't leave me. Amen. Amen. Say, preacher, I don't feel him much. Well, got nothing to do with it, really. I don't know what to tell you. It is something about being in the midst of a fight. I mean, I don't know. I'm having to reach back here. So if what I say ain't exactly right, you just go look it up. You correct it in your own heart. And I'll go look it up sometime and I'll correct it too, all right? I believe there's some men of Gibeon. Gibeon, I believe it was. They didn't have a king. There was another kingdom came up and they said, hey, we're going to kill all y'all unless you submit to us. Said, if you submit to us, we'll just pluck your eye out. They went and got word and they sent it back to old King Saul. And they said, what say you? Said, these fellas are going to kill us. They said, what say you? He said, by the time that sun's hot in the sky, he said, you shall have help. Amen. All I know to tell you is this. Hey, been a many a times going into a battle, I didn't feel God. Been a many a times when arrows started flying, I didn't feel God. But I ain't ever been in a battle that by the time that sun's hot, I ain't looked around and found the God of heaven all around me. You say, preacher, how do you know it? Because he can't lie, amen. He ain't lied, he ain't left me, and he ain't lost me, amen. I'm telling you, settle that thing in your heart, and God will not leave you, amen. He'll not leave you in the fight. He won't leave you when you're in a fire. Hey, y'all, some of y'all look mad that he won't leave you. Some of you might be mad that he won't leave you alone. Be a happy day when you just surrender your life to him. Could I stand right here for just a second and say, thank God he wouldn't leave me alone.
Oh, yes!
Thank God he didn't just say, go ahead. Thank God, Jordan, when I went out and got into nonsense, that the Holy Ghost didn't just say, go ahead, have a good time. No, he wouldn't leave me alone. And if you're his, he won't leave you alone either. Right. Say, preacher, ain't never bothered me. You ain't his. Right. Could I run that and buy you one more time? Probably said that one a little too quick and it didn't sell in some folks' heart. If he don't never bother you, you ain't one of his. That's why he don't bother you. Right. Hunter, I never have whooped Hudson. He ain't going to. Right. Ain't mine. Say amen.
Amen.
I mean, if he got just right, I might. Ain't mine. I'm telling you this, listen to me. You're in a fire. It gets real hot all around you. You're wondering what's going to happen next. This thing about to be over? I've got the book of Daniel chapter number 3, and I've got manifest evident proof that if you throw 3 of us in the fire, 4 of us are going to go down in the record.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't know what to tell you. You throw me in the fire right now. If you're in the fire right now, you're in that place in your life. You say, preacher, it's just me and my family. You and your family plus another one, thank God, if you're a Christ. Yeah. Hey, if it's just you and you say, Lord, I'm here and I feel like I'm by myself, just wait till you get the record in heaven. And when you get the record out of heaven, you'll find out it was always you and God. Amen.
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 Always. He won't leave me. He didn't leave me in the fire. He didn't leave me in the fight. And he ain't going to leave me at the finish. Y'all okay right there? He ain't going to leave me when it comes time to finish my race. Say, preacher, how do you know? I've got David's good authority on it. Ain't that right? I got it. Listen, I'm about done preaching. I got the authority of Psalms 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. My rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Ain't that good? I've got the authority, Brother Rodney, of that. But then I've got the proof. I've got Stephen being stoned. I mean, I don't know how to explain this, Brother Doug. They're sitting there stoning him with stones, biting on his flesh, trying to torment him, trying to pour hell on him right there. Instead of all of that, he lifts up his eyes. He said, I see Jesus.
Yeah, buddy.
He said, he's standing.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Say, preacher, why is he standing? Because he ain't never lied, and he ain't never lost him. And he wants Stephen to know he wasn't going to leave him then either.
Amen.
I'm telling you, boy, it's just been in my heart real big. There's some things God just can't lie about. I mean all things. Thank God he ain't never lied. Never lied. Listen, if you're here and you're in this place, everything God will do, he'll do it well. The one thing you're going to have to also settle in is everything God don't do in your life, he's doing that well too. Everybody he keeps away, everything he don't let you have. Oh, listen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I'm just going to come. I'm just going to sit down. I'm going to rest in the fact that God, whatever you're going to do in my life, you're going to do it well. But whatever you don't do in my life,
yes, sir,
you ain't going to do it well.
Yeah.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to say, well, well, well. Thank God.
Yes.
I don't know where you're at this morning. Stand to your feet. Allison, come play something softly, honey. Whatever you're going to play. Maybe in that place this morning you're lost and you're on your way to hell. Christ didn't lie about it. He also didn't lie about that he would save sinners. Maybe you feel like God's lost track of you. Say, preacher, my life don't matter much. My life don't count much. No. Everything God's ever done, he's got a record and a track of it. Brother Rod, he's got a track of it. He's got a track of it. He's never lost Rod Schoat. He's never lost Sherry Schoat. He's never lost Tony York. He's never lost James Owen. He's never lost Chris. Hey, thank God, Brother Matt, he's never lost you. Amen. He's not going to start today.